Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about something that we rarely talk about, something that sometimes we misconstrue as being something else entirely. I want to talk today about the silent treatment. Many of you out there have been the victims of receiving the silent treatment and not even realizing it. On the other hand, some of you know exactly what you're receiving, have received it often, and just don't know when it's going to rear its ugly head. It's a very interesting phenomenon, and for many of us who do not impart or use that type of tactic to win an argument, to take the upper hand, or to be in control, it's often hard and difficult for us to pinpoint that it's actually taking place. It's very interesting. Oftentimes, when it's not someone that's living in our household that we don't see every day, we may actually think that maybe that person's just busy, or they didn't see our text or our email or the dozen phone calls that we've sent. They must just be busy, their phone must be acting up, or something else is going on, because it cannot be the silent treatment. Well, you know what? That might not be the truth. So today, I want to identify the silent treatment so you know what it is and understand where it's coming from. And I want to expose some things about the silent treatment that are necessary to understand. But also, later in the hour, I want to identify the ways that you can successfully deal with receiving the silent treatment and how you can overcome it and basically win against it. Okay, so if you've ever received the silent treatment, you know that if you're a vocal person, if you're a caring person, if you're someone that likes to get over an argument, get past it, and move on, the silent treatment sucks. It's awful. It's ridiculous. It's just the worst, because no matter what you say, it doesn't matter, because that person isn't going to speak to you. Okay? No matter what you do, it doesn't matter. That person is not going to speak to you. And no matter how much you want to end this argument and get back to your daily life, it's just not going to happen using the tools and techniques that most of us use when we're trying to get to the bottom of something, clear the air, and move on. It's interesting. I want to first expose some things today about the silent treatment that you actually might not know that can be a benefit to you when you're dealing with this in your own life. You might deal with this from a family member, a mother, a father, a sister, or a brother. Perhaps you're dealing with this with a spouse, your wife or your husband. Maybe a close friend. Maybe a not so close friend. Who knows? But oftentimes, if it's not right in your face and it's done right then, it's hard to understand exactly what you're dealing with. So the first thing that I want to identify about the silent treatment is that this is a mega passive-aggressive form of real kind of emotional abuse, to be quite honest with you. And it's very interesting, because when people use this technique in a fight, in an argument, whatever it is, it is massively passive aggressive, because the thing is that you can't fight it with what it is. You can't fight somebody. You can't, and I'm not saying fight, you can't discuss, get to a conclusion, air the grievances when the other person is not willing to speak. It just doesn't work. It's like, you know, trying to have a conversation and one person doesn't show up. That's not going to work. And so it really is passive aggressive. And because it is so jarring and difficult to deal with, and for most of us, we don't know how to deal with it. For most of us, well, what do? We argue, you know, why can't you speak? And why can't you see it my way? And you know, we get angry, and, you know, we run around the house and we throw things, or if it's with a friend, you stomp out and you're just like, God, why can't we just get past this? And unfortunately, because it's quite toxic, actually, because it's quite toxic and it goes against kind of the rules of society, it does feel like abuse, because there feels like there's no way out. Okay, and that's always not a good feeling with anybody. You know, the second thing about the silent treatment that you may not know is that it's used as a control mechanism. Okay, big time. Big time control mechanism. Because why do people use it? And why is it controlling? Because you can't argue with quiet. You can't argue with silence. No matter what you say, they're not saying anything. No matter what evidence that you provide, no matter the defense that you use, it doesn't matter. And so that person has the full-on control, because until they're ready to deal with it, there's nothing you can do. You're stuck. And I find that inherently interesting when people use these tactics. And I'll talk more about the specific types of people that use these tactics later on. But when people use these tactics, to me, it's almost like arrested development. You know, I mean, come on. You know, it's something that you might have done when you were like 6 years old, when your parents wouldn't let you play outside. You know, maybe you got mad and slammed your door in your bedroom, and when they tried to talk with you, you didn't speak. I mean, to me, this is like a child thing, okay? A little kid. A little kid that didn't get his way, instead of having a temper tantrum and screaming and yelling, decides to go the other direction, right? Reverse psychology. And when you see it in adults, and hyper technicolor, it gets a little weird, okay? And the odd thing, though, about this is that when we're living next to somebody and with somebody or married to somebody or best friends with somebody that does this stuff, the weird thing about it is, because we're so close, we start not seeing it as weird anymore. Like, all of a sudden, it becomes kind of, well, not acceptable, but it becomes something that you deal with a lot. So every 2 weeks, so-and-so's giving you the silent treatment again, you know. Got to get back in the good graces. I don't know what to do. I'm not in the good graces of so-and-so. What am I going to do? You know, and we spend our life trying to apologize for something that we shouldn't apologize for. And I remember back in the day, psychology and therapy has come a long way. I remember back in the day, at one point in time, people would say, just apologize and get it out of the way, and you'll keep the peace, okay? You'll keep the peace. And you know what? I do not agree with that. Because keeping the peace nowadays, when you're having to apologize for something you didn't do, that's walking on eggshells. That's not being true to you. That's not being honest with the situation. That's also lying about the entire situation. So let me get this straight. I'm going to apologize for something I didn't do, okay? Not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to do that to keep the peace when I'm not the one that started it. So this is great, okay? So I'm going to lie about what I did, and I'm going to take the blame. I have no want or desire to do that, okay? I think in life, sometimes you got to pull that Band-Aid off, and it might hurt really, 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 really bad. But it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, because eventually that Band-Aid is going to turn into a tourniquet. That tourniquet is going to turn into a full body cast because you've been doing it your whole life. You've lost yourself. You've really lost your self-esteem, your motivation for living, because what have you done? You've been apologizing for being yourself for your entire life, and now you're a shell of a person. You're not even a whole person anymore. You don't even know what happened to you. Am I right or am I right? And some of you out there are saying, you know what, Ashley, this is ringing a big time bell in my life. Okay, and if it is, please listen to the rest of the show. If for some of you, if you said, man, I got a friend of mine that's going through this, share this with your friends right now. Expose this for what it is. Help them, because you know what? By sharing this right now with somebody that needs it, you really can save their life, okay? And I know that you might say, well, they're not dead, or they're not going to take their life. I'm not saying that. Think about what life's about. Life is about having a wonderful, happy, healthy, joyful life that you get a lot out of it, and life is good. And yes, there's ups and downs, but there should be more ups than downs, okay? And so if somebody is dealing with this in a complete wreck, often you got to share this with them because they need the knowledge. They need to be able to have an open mind and to hear this perspective, because this can give them not only clarity, but it'll also allow them to feel healthier and understand that they're not alone and they're not going crazy. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. And for the latest podcast, go to Spreaker. Go to Spreaker, Spreaker, Spreaker.com, or iHeartRadio. And you can find me, Ashley Burgess, and listen to the latest podcast on your smartphone and in your car, on your commute, and anywhere else in between. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out The 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today, I'm talking about the silent treatment. Actually, some facts about the silent treatment that you might not even know. I'm also going to be later on talking about how to deal with it and how to overcome it, because oftentimes we may be getting the silent treatment and not even realize it, and some of us are right in the middle of it, dealing with a spouse or a family member that we know exactly what's going on, but we can't seem to get around it, and we seem to always be losing out. And that's what I find oftentimes when we're dealing with the silent treatment. It's hard to win against the silent treatment because they're silent. That's the key. That's the win. Okay, you can't argue, you can't defend yourself, and when somebody starts the silent treatment with you, you begin to feel sad, emotionally drained. You almost feel like you're abused, and there's a scientific reason for that. It really does inflict pain, and I'll talk about that in just a second, because right before the break, we were talking about how the silent treatment is used as a control mechanism. It's used to control and to power over whoever is given the silent treatment. So if you and I are in an argument and I go silent on you, okay, I'm using this as a control mechanism. I'm using this to control you because you're over there. Why can't you talk? Why can't you say something? This is what was going on, and why are you acting that way? And then all of a sudden you're like, I didn't do anything wrong. Da 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 da. This is what happened. You're over there defending yourself, and I'm just looking at you like you're crazy. I want nothing to do with this. And that's the reason why it's so upsetting, is because you have no control in the situation. If you try to play the cards like you always play the cards, if you try to be an upfront person and try to end this argument and put the cards on the table, you're not going to get the reaction that you're accustomed to. You're going to get something shockingly different. You know, it's almost like you're arguing with a child, because the child's like, I'm not going to do a tantrum this time. Instead, I'm not going to speak to you. Okay, and so it's hard to deal with. It's highly passive aggressive, and oftentimes we want to get to the bottom of it instead of walking out and doing what we need to do to preserve our sanity. You know, the third fact about the silent treatment that many people don't know is that it is a way to inflict pain, okay, without actually beating someone up or causing some bruises on them, without having that actual fist fight or kicking fight. You know, research has actually shown, okay, that the act of ignoring or excluding someone activates the same area of the brain that is activated when somebody is actually in physical pain. The silent treatment, no matter how brief the situation, activates the anterior cingulate cortex, and that actually is the part of the brain that detects the physical pain. And it's interesting how the initial pain is really the same regardless if you are being excluded by people you don't know, like strangers or a crowd of people, like you're at an event or something and they're ignoring you, or close friends, family members, or even enemies. It's very interesting. And so it is it is like a physical pain. And so in that case, it really is an abusive tactic used for the purpose of control. And if you think about it, when was the last time that you were given the silent treatment or excluded by somebody? And after a few days, even if it wasn't somebody very close to you. So if you're in a marriage and your wife is giving you the silent treatment, you're dealing with this for days on end, it's upsetting, it's painful, it feels like horrible, okay? Go a step further. What if you're being given the silent treatment by a friend that you don't live with, but they haven't spoken to you in several days? Don't you get real depressed? Don't you get down? You do. And it's interesting because I recently had a situation happen with a client. We were in therapy and we were talking, and they were dealing with the silent treatment from a family member. And it's always interesting when a therapist really listens and is able to see things from different sides and angles and perspectives. You can also see in your life where there's certain things going on in your life. And I was able to see how somebody in my life was actually giving me the silent treatment. And because it was from a distance, in the beginning, I didn't realize what was going on. Okay? And it wasn't until I began to realize by listening to this client talk about their situation, I realized, okay, yeah, that's why it hurts. It's not that this person's busy. It's not that they didn't see my messages or my emails or my voicemails. It was that they are honestly giving me the silent treatment. For whatever reason that is, that's not for me to figure out, because I'm going to tell you how to deal with this shortly. Because a lot of times we try to play the game, we try to play on their level, and what happens when we do that? We lose. You can't play to that person's game because you're playing to their strengths. When somebody creates the game, they created the rules. Okay? When somebody creates the game, they created the rules. What does that mean? That means that you don't know the rules. What else does that mean? You will lose. If it's not your game, you're not going to win. There's no way around it. You just can't win. The fourth thing that you might not know about the silent treatment is that the person who is actually using the technique of the silent treatment on you is using it to not only get attention, to get power, and to get control over you. And honestly, it's often used to punish the person who is receiving it. No joke. It is a punishment. It's a punishment because we're human beings. We're social creatures. We're people that like to discuss things. We like to discuss the stuff that we want to discuss. We like to talk it out. I mean, I'm one of those people, let's put it out there, baby, okay? If we got an argument, let's just get it on out there and we'll figure it out. I don't want to hold grudges. I don't want to stay up all night. I don't want to go to bed angry. I mean, that's just not the kind of life that I want. And I just never liked that. I never wanted to deal with that. I never wanted to have that looming over me. And I think many of you feel the same way I do. I feel that many of you feel the same way. The last thing you want to do is to continue an argument throughout the day and the night and into the following day. And sometimes the silent treatment can go for days, can go for weeks. When it comes to some people in some families, haven't you heard of when families say, well, Aunt Lisa and so-and-so, they haven't spoken in 5 years? That's the silent treatment. That's a really psychotic form of the silent treatment. But I think, oddly enough, for some people, the silent treatment gets easier over time. But think about what kind of stuff they're carrying with them. Think about the kind of burden, the kind of sadness, the kind of anger that they're carrying with them by carrying this silent treatment, this burden with them. I mean, some people, you've used the silent treatment for so long, they don't even remember what they were arguing about. You know, like when you went to a family reunion, so two people don't show up because they're mad at each other. And whatever happened when they were mad at each other happened 5, 10, 15 years ago. And I think that the silent treatment is a technique used by people who want to win an argument, who want to control the argument, who want to have the power over the other person. But does it really truly work? Does it really get the point across, or does it just divide? Because I'll tell you something, the silent treatment doesn't work with me. It's not ever worked with me. And there was times when I would fall into it when I was younger because nobody told me how to deal with it. Nobody told me what to do. Nobody told me how to overcome it. And nobody told me that this was not normal. I mean, this is crazy stuff. This is stuff that I can't even believe people use as a technique to win. This is stuff that I think is ludicrous, but some people are still using it. And there's stuff that we'll talk about here toward the end of the hour that will put this into perspective for you, because there's some choices in life that we have to make. And based on those choices that we make, those choices dictate our happiness or our unhappiness. And so sometimes we have to choose to play or choose not to play. Either we jump in or we say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm done. Okay, I'm done. Because I'm not going to live my life this way. I'm not going to live my life through all this stuff. Instead, I want a happy life. I want a healthy life. And I'm not saying that you're not ever going to argue, because arguing is not bad sometimes. But if you do argue, it's coming to a conclusion, some sort of agreement, and moving on. Because that's what life's about. And being social creatures like we are, it's good to get through an argument and to move on. And I'm a big believer in that. If you haven't already, check out my Twitter account. Go to Twitter. Go to @AshleyBurgess. That's my handle, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Tweet me, and I will tweet right back at you, and I'll also follow you back. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about the silent treatment. What the silent treatment's about and some of the things that you might not have known when you were in the middle of getting the silent treatment. You know, a lot of times when it's not something that we're used to, it's not second nature, it's not a practice that we use, we oftentimes don't understand how to deal with it, what to do, how to mitigate it, and how to overcome it. And so before I get into the ways of overcoming the silent treatment and dealing with it, I want to reveal the last thing you might not know about the silent treatment. And that last thing is that usually the person giving the silent treatment, doling out the silent treatment, usually has narcissistic tendencies, right? Narcissistic tendencies, because this is usually the way that they work, because it gives them the most power, the most handle over us, the most authority. It gives us the less ability to defend ourselves or to put things on the table. And actually, to be quite honest with you, what happens usually when somebody's giving you the silent treatment is you're trying to get them to talk and you want to open them up, that you're willing to take mostly a lot of the blame. Like back in the day in the old psychology stuff, they would tell you, oh yeah, just go on and apologize to keep the peace even though you didn't do it. So you're going to lie and say that you did something. You're going to put yourself down in the process. You're going to lose yourself. You're going to be walking on eggshells, and then you're going to continue that for the rest of your life. Okay, yeah, I don't want to do that. And I've been around the silent treatment. I am so glad I don't have to deal with that in my own home. I chose wisely on the marriage that I have, and I've worked at it. I mean, we've been married for almost 15 years, and it takes work. I'm not telling you, oh yeah, marriage is simple, marriage is easy. No, it's not, okay? But what I'm saying is that if you're dealing with a spouse right now who's giving you the silent treatment for hours, days, I know some of you are dealing with it in weeks right now, that's not normal behavior, okay? And I know that some of you say, well, you know, my husband said, you know, he's tired of arguing about this. He will have us not speak about this ever again. That kind of stuff. That's not normal. A healthy relationship is not based around stuff that you can't ever talk about. I mean, think about it. If you were in an argument or you're in a discussion and somebody says, end of discussion, I will have nothing more to do with discussion. I will not speak to you anymore about it. If you talk to me again, I am done. That is not normally normal. Normally, that sounds like a parent and a kid, and the kid has literally pushed every single button. The kid wants something, and the kid's screaming and yelling about it, whatever. And it's like it's almost like a parent-child thing, okay? It's not normal. Two adults engaged in this type of behavior is abnormal. Okay, and if you're in that situation right now, you need to be aware of that. And the reason why it's bugging you so much and irritating you so much is that you know that this is not right. Okay, you know in your heart of heart that this is not normal behavior. You know that this has probably happened before. And you know that for the most part, many of you dealing with this have a tendency of doing what? You have a tendency of trying to defend yourself as if you're already guilty. And most of you aren't. Most of you are not guilty. Maybe some of you are, but it's like, why are you fighting so hard and trying to prove your innocence on something like this? And I think the reason for it is that we're creatures of communication. We like to communicate. We like to talk. That's part of the human condition. And when somebody plays the opposite way and plays hardball like that and goes, you know, and goes silent, radio silent, it's very difficult for us to understand and to process that and to understand what the next step is. So what do we do when we have somebody using silent treatment, the technique of silent treatment, the technique of this power play? How do we not fall into the trap, really, of the defending ourselves, the flailing our arms around, the raising our voice, the getting the angry, the stomping out? How do we do that? And then at what point do we have to say, hey, how normal is this? And then at what point do we have to say, hey, if you don't stop this, I'm done? Because I think one of the things that we don't do as humans oftentimes is we don't stand up for our own happiness. We don't stand up for our own happiness. Instead, what do? We go, well, you know, I'm in this marriage, and, you know, I'm okay about it, but, you know, she or he has a tendency of getting very angry about really nothing, and then yells about something, and the next thing you know, won't speak to me for days on end, and I don't know where I stand, and it's, we're going to bed not speaking, and we're walking around not speaking, and I'm telling you, that is not normal. And there comes a time when you have to step up to the plate and say, okay, I'm not going to live like this anymore. I'm done with this. And I know that's an extreme example, but there's a lot of people out there right now that I'm working with too, as well as clients that deal with this in their relationships and their marriages. And some of you might not have it as bad. Maybe your wife or husband decides to get angry, use a silent treatment on you for 4 or 7 or 10 hours, and then by the end of the night, it's blown over. But how normal is that too? And it's something that I found too. The silent treatment is an interesting thing because it's something that I found that a lot of people learn it while they were being raised as kids. You know, mom used a silent treatment, or dad used a silent treatment when you would do something wrong. When your grades were low, or you weren't doing this or that, or you weren't making people happy, or whatever you weren't doing right, the silent treatment was brought into play. Does that make sense? And I think that when you begin to see that and understand that, you begin to recognize the fact that a lot of folks have learned this over a period of time, but it's not necessarily that as well. So let's talk about that. You know, what types of people use the silent treatment? A narcissist, a more of a self-absorbed person, is one who tends to use the silent treatment. And like I was saying before, the silent treatment is emotional abuse, and it is used by somebody with more narcissistic tendencies. And it's really designed to place the abuser in a position of control and power, right? And all of a sudden, the other person becomes the target, okay? And the silent treatment is used because that's exactly what the person with the narcissism wishes to create, is this reaction from their target and give them a sense of control. And often the target that they're after is usually somebody who possesses a high emotional intelligence, probably quite a bit of empathy, and conflict resolution skills. Also the ability to compromise. And they might really, really work hard to respond to the silence, okay? And when you're frequently reaching out to that narcissistic person, whether it's an email or phone or text or whatever, to resolve this misunderstanding, and sadly enough, that person is typically met with, you know, disdain, contempt, and what? Silence. And that narcissistic person's message is one of disapproval to the degree that the silence renders the target so insignificant that he or she is completely ignored and becomes more or less non-existent in the eyes of the narcissistic person. And it's wild stuff here, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that I'm talking about, is that we have to realize that that is why the person is doing what they're doing, okay? It is not right. It is mean. It is done properly and on purpose. And when you realize that the silent treatment, unless somebody really grew up with that in their life, and oftentimes when they grew up that with a family member, there was also a lot of other issues that went with that. And oftentimes when you kind of realize that and you begin to realize that this is a pattern of a narcissist personality disorder, you begin to understand that. You begin to understand that this is not just a technique, but this is something that you need to work on. This is something that you need to work to defend yourself with. And this is something that you need to understand so that you don't fall into the trap and give them your power and control. If you're currently dealing with this situation in your life right now, whether it's with a spouse or a family member, or even somebody that you consider your best friend, this is something that needs to be addressed. It's something that can't be swept under the rug. And I know a lot of times when we don't have the answers to situations in our lives, we have a tendency of kind of trying to avoid them, act like it doesn't exist. Be the person that apologizes first, be the person that tries to keep the peace. And what I found is over time, when we do that, we have a tendency of losing ourselves because we're walking on eggshells, we don't know the next direction, and we really have a lot of stuff pent up inside of us that we need to get out. If you want to talk to somebody who is skilled, educated, and a good listener that can understand your situation, listen intently, and also give you good advice that can be used immediately, contact me. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. You can just Google me. You'll find it. Click on that contact page and send me a message. I will respond within 48 hours, and we can begin to work to better your life right now, not waiting. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Been talking about the silent treatment today, how to deal with it, and now how to overcome it. You know, one of the things that you want to realize is oftentimes when somebody's given the silent treatment, one, they either don't have that ability to deal with the situation at hand, they just don't have that emotional EQ to deal with it, or the silent treatment has helped them and they've won many arguments based on the silent treatment throughout their whole life, or they like what it does for them because you know what? They know that you're going to end up apologizing, they don't have to deal with it, and they can go on living their life. And you know, I get it. I get it. And the thing is that we've got to deal with it. And you can't use the techniques that you've always used. You can't sit there and try to defend yourself, argue, scream, yell. You can't. None of that works. So my technique is as follows. And this has done wonders for a lot of people. When your spouse, let's just do the spouse example because this is the most highly emotionally charged situation. And you can do this with a best friend too, because it's also highly emotionally charged. Okay, so they start giving you the silent treatment. You're standing there and they're not responding. So what I like to do at that point in time is ask them, you know, is there anything that I can help with this situation? Is there anything I can help with the situation? If they don't respond, then that means no. You can ask a couple of times if you'd like, just to cover all your bases. Okay. Then at that point in time, I would say, hey, it's time for us to talk this out. We've got to discuss this. Let's get it out there in the open. Let's get this past us. Let's move on. Now, usually they're going to also not respond, and you can give them a time period. And this isn't like the first time somebody goes silent on you, but this is something you've been dealing with this for a while, okay? Let's get real. Many people who have dealt with the silent treatment from a spouse or a friend, it's not the first time, it's not the second time, it's numerous times. And you know how abusive the silent treatment is? It's really, really, really abusive. And you know how painful it is? It's really painful. Do you deserve it? I hope you don't. Okay? I know I don't deserve it. So I'll sit there and say, okay, I'd love to talk. When are you ready to talk? Can you talk in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes? If you want to sit there and wait for an hour for them to talk with you, that's fine. Say, I'll give you 1 hour, and when you're ready, let's talk. If you want to wait the hour. And if they still don't speak, you literally need to look them in the eye and say, I'm not living like this, okay? I'm not going to continue to go down this road. This is not the way that I intend to live my life, okay? I am a communicator. I am a deep thinker. I'm a deep feeler. I care. I have a certain emotional EQ that is good and important to me. I'm a person that actually feels, and I have feelings. And, you know, quite honestly, I'm an empath, and I feel, and this isn't working for me. This doesn't work for me, and I want to help any way I can, but I can't live this way. And say, hey, I'm going to go, and I'll talk to you later, and literally leave. And I'm not saying, don't be mean, don't get angry, don't scream, don't yell. There's no need for it. Your actions speak louder than words. You're not going to play. And if you're not going to play, they cannot suck you in on this deal. Okay? And I would leave, especially if you're a husband or a wife of somebody that's giving you the silent treatment. I'd leave for several hours. You know, if it's 2 o'clock on a Sunday and y'all are in a full argument, I'd leave till 6 o'clock. I would go work out. I would do whatever I want to do. Go wash my car. Go see a movie. Go up to my office and clean it. Go see some friends. Do something fun. Do something, okay? But get out of there. And by the time you come back, if they're ready to talk, that's great. That's great. That's perfect because you haven't sat there and wallowed in it, you know, wallow in the whole negativity and all. But if they still aren't ready to talk at that point and you really haven't done anything, okay, because you know what I'm saying. There's a difference. If you did something horrific, this is different, you know. But I'm saying when you haven't done anything and you're in the innocent, at that point in time, you've got to look at your spouse and say, I'm going to go seek therapy, and you need to as well, but I'm not going to live my life this way anymore. I'm going to have a joy-filled, happy life, and this is not what the image of that was in my mind. This is so far from that image, it's beyond far. Okay? And when you're direct and powerful like that and not confrontational and screaming, it's very effective. But also, I need you to make it easier for you to do this. I need you to stand back a little bit and see your life as a movie. When we step back and we see our life as a movie, we realize how crazy, how negatively comical this consistent silent treatment by a spouse or a best friend or a family member is. And when you finally see it from that kind of omniscient point of view, I'm telling you, that's when you're going to make the decision to take the advice that I just offered. Because you're going to realize, wow, this is what my life's come to. And I'm not accepting that. I don't want this. This is not the life that I wanted. I want to have happy and joyful life. I want to have a life that is amazing and gives me joy. I don't want this. I didn't sign up for this. And so step back and watch it from a movie and see your spouse or your friend or your family member and watch it and see how dysfunctional it is. Accept it. Seek some therapy and some help to power yourself up. And it's time to eventually probably move on unless that person's willing to get help and treatment. Because it's not worth it. Life's very valuable, and we have this one life to live. And when you realize that, you realize you don't have time for the other stuff. You realize you don't have time for the other stuff. There is no time for this constant dysfunction. There is no time for someone that can't even speak and literally stays silent for 10 days in an argument about something that you didn't even do wrong. And you can't sit there and also apologize for things that you don't do. Because when we begin to apologize for the things that we don't do, we're not being honest. Okay? When we leave dysfunction and realize and done everything we can and tried everything we've done it, we realize we have to leave it. We dodge a bullet and we can find peace and happiness in our life. It really does exist. dysfunction and being codependent to that dysfunction is where most people have their downfall. And if you can see it from a distance by watching it like a movie, you've already won. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.